Chapter 6, Historical Case Studies, Economic Collapse. The history of paper money is an account of abuse, mismanagement, and financial disaster. Richard Ebling. As I prayed about what case studies to use in the bridge, the Lord led me to research the history of Zimbabwe, Venezuela, and Germany regarding hyperinflation and how these countries reacted to their plight. I believe the case studies mentioned within these pages serve as a reminder and a warning for the United States. For example, from 1914 to 1924, some people in Germany survived and thrived during their economic plight and others did not. From these case studies, we can learn not only what happened, but also how to best protect ourselves when similar events begin to unfold in the United States. Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe, an African nation formerly known as Rhodesia, was a self-sufficient country with production in maize, similar to corn, tobacco, cotton, beef, roses, and sugarcane. Most of the farmland was owned by white citizens. The Zimbabwe government and some of its black citizens considered the white owners lingering evidence of their oppression, which caused a civil war whereby the black citizens wrested Zimbabwe from British rule in 1980. After the country's reconstitution as Zimbabwe in 1980, whites had to adjust to being an ethnic minority in a country with a black majority government. Although a significant number of whites remained, many white people immigrated in the early 1980s, both in fear of their lives and uncertain future. Political unrest and the seizure of many white-owned commercial farms resulted in a further exodus of whites commencing in 1999. The 2002 census recorded 46,743 white people living in Zimbabwe. More than 10,000 were elderly and fewer than 9,000 were under the age of 15. After the new government was established, Zimbabwe's farms were still primarily owned and managed by descendants of white Europeans. Around the year 2000, black squatters began seizing hundreds of white-owned farms. These citizens were encouraged to do so by the new black majority government, even though the Constitution, which authorized these seizures, was voted down in the legislature. As a result, by 2002, there was a food shortage. In May 2002, a land acquisition law allowed more farmland to be taken away from white owners. That same year, in response to Zimbabwe's removal of European Union, election and monitoring team, the EU, International Monetary Fund, IMF, and the United States imposed sanctions on Zimbabwe and cut off development aid. By 2005, Zimbabwe began experiencing severe hyperinflation due to the land confiscation and possibly corruption election results, which led other nations to withdraw their investments as well. This widespread land confiscation put the country into a desperate situation. Black citizens had not only expelled white farmers, but they also expelled the previous landowners' experienced field hands as well. Those who confiscated the land had little or no farming experience to draw upon and had expelled the only experienced farmers they could have asked. The sanctions imposed against Zimbabwe's government meant these new farm owners were unable to obtain loans for land development. As a result, food output fell by 45%. Then, as unemployment rose, a large number of black citizens became homeless. In an effort to keep the economy going, the Zimbabwe government began printing more money. In 2005, inflation turned into hyperinflation as the prices of goods increased several times a day. Then banks began to limit how much money account holders could withdraw per day to about $50. People began to sell anything they could to survive. By 2009, hyperinflation had made the Zimbabwe dollar worthless. As a result, the currency was slowly abandoned by businesses and street vendors. In order to conduct business, patrons had to use other currencies, including the USD, South African Rand, the Botswana Pula, the Euro, and the British Pound Sterling. In 2015, the government formally phased out the Zimbabwe dollar using a multi-currency system in an attempt to counter hyperinflation. Over time, the marketplace in Zimbabwe developed other forms of conducting business, including electronic transactions and bartering. People became creative, networking with neighboring countries to exchange currency or goods, and also relying on relatives to send funds in USD. Some also reinvented themselves, taking advantage of entrepreneurial opportunities to make more money as industry and government was not able to keep up with wages. The black market and other forms of underground transactions and businesses rose up to become an integral part of Zimbabwe's economy. Today, the black market is out in the open in Zimbabwe. Individual black market money changers sit on street corners and in parking lots, and the predominant currency there is the USD. All other world currencies are currently valued by the US dollar. In 2016, Zimbabwe introduced bond notes as a temporary fix for their currency predicament. The bond note's value is attached to the USD and backed by a US granted $200 million African Export-Import Bank loan. One problem, however, is that these bond notes cannot be used outside of Zimbabwe. To further complicate matters, Zimbabwe citizens prefer to transact business using the USD rather than these bond notes. Many businesses even offer discounts on purchases when the USD is used. Almost all economic transactions in Zimbabwe are in USD, which means their government does not have any control over the currency. Within the next 5 years, the government will introduce a new Zimbabwe dollar. Their first task, however, is to put economy-stabilizing policies into place. Considering what is going to happen to the US dollar, Zimbabwe's move to reestablish their own currency backed by gold or other measure is a good idea. Zimbabwe update. Zimbabwe began issuing dollar notes in November of 2019. Inflation is still problematic, and prior to issuing the dollar notes, there was a cash shortage and cash withdrawals were rationed. It is the hope of the government that the introduction of the dollar notes will alleviate the cash shortage and bring stability to the economy. As of the writing of this update, a loaf of bread costs 15 Zimbabwe dollars and a packet of potatoes $100. Just over a pound of meat costs 160 Zimbabwe dollars.